Over the years, I've interviewed 20 plus creatives on Brand Your Passion. I've worked with hundreds of other creatives, I've been a creative myself, and I spend a lot of my time observing creatives that I love, scrolling on their Instagram, keeping up to date with what they're up to and what they are working on. So with all these people, with all these creatives that I've talked to and worked with and seen online, what is it that makes their brand successful? What is it that ties them together? Today, I'm going to talk to you about the 10 branding things that successful artists have on lock, so that hopefully you can focus on these 10 things and how they can help you become the successful, wonderful, amazing artist that you want to be. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion. Okay, so these are in no particular order. I just was going through the episodes and thinking about the clients I've worked with and what I've seen from other successful artists and listed these 10 things. And I just am going to dive right in. The first thing that I noticed that a lot of these artists have is just a really easy and clear way to buy from them and support them. Whatever it is that they are selling, maybe it's physical products or digital products or a Patreon or like Ko-fi subscriptions or anything like that, whatever it is, it's really clear and really easy how you can do that. Straight away from their Instagram bio, they have a link in bio page that has the different ways you can support them. They talk about the ways to support them all the time. It's pinned to the top of their Twitter profile, pinned to the top of their Instagram page. They maybe have an Instagram and Facebook shop, so you can shop directly from their social media pages. However they choose to do that, the point is that it is really easy and really clear how you can buy from them and support them. So if for you right now it maybe isn't, maybe it's confusing or people have to go through to your website and just browse it and it's not clear what you sell or what you offer, that is something that you could look to improve. Like, how can you make it really clear how they can support you and make it really easy for them to do that? That is number one. And I would check out some of your favorite artists and see how they're doing it. Do they have the Facebook and Instagram shopping? Do they have things pinned to their Twitter profile? Are they talking about it all the time? Do they have an email marketing newsletter that makes it really easy for you to know what's on sale and when the launches are and how you can buy things? Find some inspiration and figure out how you can do the same to make it really easy and clear for people to support you and buy from you. Number two, which is tied in, I guess, is that they are really vocal about their work. Successful artists are not shy about telling people what they do, what they're working on, what's being released, when things are being launched. Like, they are talking all the time about their work. They are talking about it in conversations. Like, if I ask people, what do you do? Or what are you up to? They're like, oh, I'm an artist. This is what I do. I have a shop, sell stuff. This is how you can buy from me. They talk about it in person with people, which I know can be hard to do, especially if you're just starting out and maybe it feels like it's a hobby or you can't really call yourself a professional artist or whatever. You can just own it, tell people about it in person, online. Don't be afraid to be vocal about your work. You need to tell people over and over and over and over again what it is that you do so that they remember, so that they know what you do, so that they can go and buy from you. Be vocal about your work, because that's what all these successful artists are doing. If you go to your favorite artists' Instagrams, they are posting about what they're working on. They're posting about their new product. They're talking about the process. They are talking about the new things they're working on. They're talking about their goals for the future. They are talking about their work all the time, and you need to do the same. Number three, which again is also kind of tied in, is that they are posting regularly. They are posting on maybe multiple platforms and pretty much daily or at least a few times a week as much as possible and committing to doing that. In the episode that you would have heard with Renata, what she talked about is that she had to commit to showing up on social media because it's her job. She treats it as her job and is like, this is serious. If I don't post or I don't post enough or I don't commit and I half-ass it, then I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to make sales. I'm not going to be able to show off my work. I need to do this and I need to commit to the fact that this is my job. It is my job to post on social media. And if I treat it that way, then I'll take it seriously. I'll like have a proper calendar and I'll plan things and I'll do it properly, just like a social media manager for a startup or another business would take this seriously. These people are posting regularly. Again, like I said, talking about their work, talking about what they're doing and what's going on. And that is what you need to do too. I'm not saying you have to post every day. I don't even post every day, you know. It's fine not to post every day, but it is important that you are intentionally posting. You have a plan, you have a strategy, you post when you can, you post when important things are happening, you tell people about what's going on, and you are visible online. So that is number three. Number four is that they all have a distinct style or an approach that they are known for, whether it's the specific drawing style or art style or the kind of thing that they make or the way that they make a certain thing or the values and approach to something. That is what sets them apart and that's what people know them for. So I'm thinking of examples of people who have been on the Brand Your Passion podcast. Renata, in the last episode, she is really known for her bright, bold colors using the Posca pens, for doing a lot of different types of work on rugs and wooden sculptures and a lot of different mediums. Pepper, who is also an illustrator and an artist, her work has a very distinct style to it that you can see a product of hers out in the wild and you'll just know it's a Pepper Raccoon product. It's really clear and that's what people know her for. There are so many people who've been on the podcast that I could point out the same thing. You see their work or you see their approach, you see how they do things, you know that it's them and it's really distinct and that's what they're known for. I also think about other artists that I follow, like Furry Little Peach, I'm sure a lot of you know, like Shan's work has a very distinct energy, color palette, vibe. The way she draws things is very unique. Same with like Fran Nerd, another illustrator and artist who's on YouTube, has a very distinct cartoon illustrative style. These people are known for a very specific thing that you remember about them and that you go to their products or their website or their social media to follow them and engage with them and buy from them for specific reasons because they have this certain energy or they represent this certain thing or they talk about this certain thing that makes them really distinct and makes you want to engage and support them. So that's what you kind of need to work towards doing too, maybe, is being known for a distinct style or being known for a unique way of doing things or just something that's different and unique about you and the way you do things and what people can come to know you for. Number five is that they also have a really unique and authentic personality. Not necessarily saying that they're the weirdest person in the world or they're really, really, really different from everyone else. Don't mean that when I say unique. I just mean that they are themselves and everything that they are doing is authentic. When you first start, it can feel like you have to kind of do certain things or say certain things or you kind of adapt to the environment that you're in so that you can start to fit in and grow and all of those things. But as you kind of get over that and realize that it's not fruitful or not fulfilling to be trying to be someone else or doing what other people want you to do, you kind of realize I just need to be myself and it's way easier and way better and way more authentic and fulfilling and special to me when I can just be myself and whoever likes it and whoever doesn't, doesn't. And I think that that is something that sets these artists apart is that they are not afraid to just be themselves. They're not worried about whether people don't like them. They're focused on the people who do and who do resonate with them and who do want to follow them and engage with them because they resonate with who they are. If at the moment you feel like you're trying to fit in or you don't feel like you're being yourself or you're not being authentic, take some time, do some reflecting, do some brand strategy work to figure out, who am I? What do I want to say? How do I want to come across? What is important to me? What does authentic mean to me? What does it look like for me? And what would it be like if I just did show up authentically and as myself? Do some reflecting and try. It seems kind of counterintuitive to try and be authentic, but just, you know, do what you can. Try and settle into just being yourself and not being afraid of whether people like you or don't like you or whatever. Just be yourself, because that's what these amazing artists are doing, and just showing up, rocking it, and seeing what happens. As well as that, these artists also have a commitment to their message, whatever that message might be, whether it's about the art that they make or the process that they go through or the causes that are important to them or any number of things that could be part of their message, or also just about what they do. They are committed to that message. So again, they're showing up again and again, talking about that message, committing to it, saying like, hi, I'm Holly. This is what I do. This is what I'm about. That's it. Take it or leave it, you know? So they have a real commitment to what they want to say, what they want to share, how they want to come across. They are committed to that and they show up and do the thing. Number seven is that they embrace what they love and they follow their creative intuition. Whether that means trying a new medium because they're really interested in it, or just being super nerdy about the way that they make things, or anything like that, these artists and creatives and makers just embrace what they love. They get nerdy about the things that they do, they talk about it all the time, they rave about it, they follow their creative intuition to try new things, to try new mediums, to try new subject matter that they're interested in. They just follow what they love and they embrace those things. And it's okay for you to do that too. If you are interested in trying a new set of pens or a new style of painting or a new way of crocheting, whatever it is that you do, feel free to just embrace that and to share the love that you have and to follow your creativity, to try new things that you love. It's way better for you to do that than to feel like, oh, I have to do this other thing because these people in my audience like it, and if I stop doing it, then I'll lose them. You will gain way more people than you lose if you just embrace what you love and really go all in, because the more that you're doing what you love, the more you will be able to or want to share about that thing and tell everyone about it and share the process that you're going through and why you love it and all of that good stuff. So embrace what you love. Don't be afraid to get a little nerdy and to follow your creativity. That's what we're all here to do. So that's number seven. Number eight is that these artists and creatives all have a high level of resilience and adaptability. Obviously, a lot of us have had to figure out how to do that just with the way the world has been and is. But it is a testament of a great artist and a great creative that they can adapt and change and evolve to fit whatever's happening and to continue to be able to create what they create despite what's going on. With COVID, they adapted what they sold and how they did that so that it could be safe and people could still buy their work. With the shift from static imagery to video being the main thing, they just adapt to that thing and they're like, okay, I'll figure it out. I will do some videos and figure out a way that works for me. With Twitter kind of being the shit show that it is, they're like, okay, cool. I will either continue to use Twitter, or here's all these other platforms that I've also joined that you can find me on there, or I'm going to adapt my strategy so that it's not so reliant on Twitter or whatever. Whenever something happens or changes, these artists don't let it stop them. It would be so easy to be like, okay, well, video is the big thing right now and I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to give up and not share my work and that's the end of it. But these artists don't do that. They're like, okay, how can I adapt? This is the way the world is right now. This is what needs to happen. What can I do to make it work for me so that I can still be happy, still be content with what I'm doing, but also still stay relevant and engaged in what is going on? That's not to say you have to do video or whatever. There are other ways to do that. It's just an example of how you can adapt and change and evolve to make sure that you don't have to just give up, that you can keep going no matter what happens. So that is a really key thing about a lot of the creatives that I've seen that are doing really well, is that they just keep going. They figure it out. They make changes. They adapt. They evolve their processes and everything that they're doing so that they can keep doing what they love. And that's something that is really admirable and something to learn from. These artists are also, my number 9 point, consistently evolving and leveling up their brand. It's not enough for these artists and creatives to just be like, what I've done is enough. They're like, no, I can do better. I can always do better. I can create better content. I can upgrade my packaging. I can have a better way of posting things out to people. I can update my email marketing so it's better. I can create a better brand experience. They are always evolving and leveling up their brand to be the best version that it can be, and also to be the best version for them. So if their brand identity is not working or it's not feeling aligned with them anymore, they'll change it. They'll evolve it with them and how they are evolving as a person and as an artist. If they improve their skills as an artist, they're going to improve the products that they make. They're going to improve the way they package their products with their new way of doing things. Like, they're always, always evolving and leveling up so that things continue to be interesting for them, that they can continue to provide the best things for their customers and clients. They are just always, always, always working for things to be the best that they can be. And that's a great thing to learn from these artists, totally. And the last thing that I noted down is that they're always willing to try new things. So it's kind of tied in with the resilience and adaptability and evolving and leveling up their brand, all of those things, but they're willing to try new things. Maybe they try a new style of working, or they try a new process, or they're willing to try to jump on video and start using TikTok, or they're willing to try email marketing, or try posting on Pinterest. They are just willing to try new things all the time to learn from them and to see what works and to figure out how they can improve things. They're always willing to try new things, and that's what makes them able to add new arms to their business or to grow or to pivot or evolve. They're always willing to try new things. So there was 10 things that I have learned about the amazing creatives that I've interviewed and worked with and that I follow. And I hope that it's been really helpful for you to hear these things. And if any of them have sounded interesting to you, then I highly recommend listening to the podcast interviews with some of these creatives so that you can hear in depth how they've done things and what's been important to them along the way. But yeah, I hope that you've learned a lot already from these 10 things and can continue to learn from these amazing artists. But just to recap, those 10 things are having an easy, clear way to buy from them and support them. They're vocal about their work. They post regularly. They have a distinct style or approach that they're known for. They have a unique, authentic personality. They have a commitment to their message. They embrace what they love. They're resilient and adaptable. They're consistently evolving and leveling up their brand, and they are willing to try new things. So again, hope that was helpful. Let me know which one has been the most useful for you to hear about. And I'd also love to hear if you have learned anything from either the podcast episodes here, interviews with creatives, or from other creatives that you engage with and follow. What are the things that you notice that you think make them so successful? I would love to hear that. So thanks so much for listening. You can DM me on Instagram or tag me on Twitter or anything like that to continue the conversation. And I will see you in the next one. Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast. If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at Maker and Moxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.